أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم را. تلك آيات الكتاب. والذي أنزل إليك من ربك الحق ولكن أكثر الناس لا يؤمنون. الله الذي رفع السماوات بغير عمد ترونها ثم استوى على العرش وسخر الشمس والقمر كل يجري لأجل مسمى يدبر الأمر يفصل الآيات لعلكم بلقاء ربكم توقنون. وهو الذي مد الأرض وجعل فيها رواسي وأنهارا ومن كل الثمرات جعل فيها زوجين اثنين يغشي الليل النهار إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. وفي الأرض قطع متجاورات وجنات من أعناب وزرع ونخيل صنوان وغير صنوان يسقى بماء واحد ونفضل بعضها على بعض في الأكل إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يعقلون. وإن تعجب فعجب قولهم أئذا كنا ترابا أئنا لفي خلق جديد. أولئك الذين كفروا بربهم وأولئك الأغلال في أعناقهم وأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. ويستعجلونك بالسيئة قبل الحسنة وقد خلت من قبلهم المثلات وإن ربك لذو مغفرة للناس على ظلمهم وإن ربك لشديد العقاب. ويقول الذين كفروا لولا أنزل إليه آية من ربه إنما أنت منذر ولكل قوم هاد. صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يمنون عليك أن أسلموا قل لا تمنوا علي إسلامكم بل الله يمن عليكم أن هداكم للإيمان إن كنتم صادقين إن الله يعلم غيب السماوات والأرض والله بصير بما تعملون إن الله يعلم غيب السماوات والأرض والله بصير بما تعملون إن الله يعلم غيب السماوات والأرض والله بصير بما تعملون بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قاف والقرآن المجيد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قاف والقرآن المجيد بل عجبوا أن جاءهم منذر منهم فقال الكافرون هذا شيء عجيب أإذا متنا وكنا ترابا ذلك رجع بعيد قد علمنا ما تنقص الأرض من بل كذبوا بالحق لما جاءهم فهم في أمر مريج أفلم ينظروا أَفَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ كيف بنيناها وزيناها وما لها من فروج والأرض مددناها وألقينا فيها رواسي وأنبتنا فيها من كل زوج بهيج تبصرة وذكرى لكل عبد منيب صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تكونوا كالذين آذوا موسى فبرأه الله مما قالوا وكان عند الله وجيها. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا. ليعذب الله المنافقين والمنافقات والمشركين والمشركات ويتوب الله على المؤمنين والمؤمنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما. صدق الله العظيم.
رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہے پھر مدینہ کی جانب کو جائے جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہ کے صلی اللہ جم جائے پھر مدینہ کی جانب کو جائے. جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے پھر مدینہ کی جانب کو جائے. اب نہ جانا گر ہم کو واپس, اب نہ جانا گر ہم کو واپس, چپکے چپکے یہ مانگے دعائے, چپکے چپکے یہ مانگے دعائے, پھر مدینہ کی جانب کو جائے. مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے, مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے, ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے, ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے, پھر مدینہ کی جانب کو جائے. تیرا در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب, تیرا در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب, جان اس طرح تجھ پر لوٹائے, جان اس طرح تجھ پر لوٹائے, پھر مدینہ کی جانب کو جائے. دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت, دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت, جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لوٹائے, جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لوٹائے, پھر مدینہ کی جانب کو جائے. تیرا درد محبت سنا کر, تیرا درد محبت سنا کر, سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے, سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے, پھر مدینہ کی جانب کو جائے. سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر, سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر, میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے, میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے, پھر مدینہ کی جانب کو جائے. سارے عالم میں پھر پھر کے یا رب, سارے عالم میں پھر پھر کے یا رب, تیرا درد محبت سنائے, تیرا درد محبت سنائے, پھر مدینہ کی جانب کو جائے. لذت قربا کر تیری ہم, لذت قربا کر تیری ہم, لذت دو جہاں بھول جائے, لذت دو جہاں بھول جائے, پھر مدینہ کی جانب کو جائے. درب در دوندتا ہے یہ اختر, درب در دوندتا ہے یہ اختر, ہلے درد محبت کو پائے, ہلے درد محبت کو پائے, پھر مدینہ کی جانب کو جائے, پھر مدینہ کی جانب کو جائے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. یہ جس رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہے, پھر مدینہ کی جانب کو جائے. حضرت ان دس پوئٹری آفس, حضرت مولانا کی محمد اختر صاحب دامت برکاتہ, سیز دیٹ وین ول دیز ٹیئرز آف مائن وچ آئی واز شیڈنگ ان دا ارلی پارٹ آف دا مارننگ بیفور مائی اللہ, وین ول دے برنگ فروٹ اگین, دیٹ آئی پروسیڈ ونس اگین ٹوورڈز مدینہ شریف. دیٹ مینس مائی کنٹینیوس دعا ہیز بین دیٹ اللہ تعالیٰ مسٹ ٹیک می ٹو مدینہ شریف اگین. And I'm waiting for that day when these tears will bear fruit and I will proceed towards Madina Sharif. جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جوم جائے. And when my gaze falls on that green dome, then I say صلی علی, means I recite درود سلام. and my soul goes dancing. These are the days when Hajis are proceeding towards Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Tayyiba. And we cannot help but think of Makkah Mukarrama and Madina Tayyiba, because somebody or the other in somebody's family is proceeding. Somebody is already there, somebody is going. And every day we are hearing about the charter taking off and not taking off, about the flights having left, and again we hear after a little while they haven't left. And we hear about the people on regular flights, and somebody is preparing and planning, and somebody is meeting. So there's an excitement everywhere in the air. It is nothing but Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Tayyiba. And whose heart will not be snatched away by those Mubarak places and lands? But it is very easy to send people with a little bit of encouragement for Hajj, for Umrah, to Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Tayyiba. It is not a very difficult thing to encourage people to go there. In fact, many people don't even require much encouragement. All they require is one advertisement in some newspaper of some package, and they're excited and they want to go. So to go to Makkah Mukarrama and Madina Tayyiba generally does not require too much of an effort. If the person is a believer, is a Muslim, at heart he has got some love for Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then the moment you talk about those places, his heart is already there. And if the person is poor, then he says, please make dua, Allah Ta'ala makes the arrangement for me also to get there. And if the person has got wealth, then he too will say that make dua, Allah Ta'ala make it easy for me to get there. So besides the other ibadat in which you need a lot of encouragement and a lot of pushing and a lot of quotations from the Quran and the Hadith and a lot of majlises, those ibadat, of them, one ibadat which does not require very much is Hajj. Therefore, Hazrat Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayh, he has mentioned one very beautiful thing. He said that in that majlis, in which there are mostly those people who are poor. I'm giving you the mafhum of that. He has explained it in a very briefly. He has given that masla. That if there are poor people in that gathering, like say if this gathering, the masjid is full, and most of the people or majority of them are those who are poor, they can't afford to go for Hajj. So he says in such a majlis, you should not talk too much about the virtues of Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Tayyiba, about Hajj and about Mina and Arafat. Because what is going to happen is that that poor person, he can't afford, he will not be able to make it. So either he will be feeling very down that so many people are going and I cannot go, or that person will start afterwards begging, borrowing, because he wants to get there now. He's heard so much about Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif, and he's heard so much about Kaaba Sharif and Roza Aqdas Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So now he will say, whatever happens, I will borrow the money, I will beg, I will do something, but I want to get there. Now instead of getting sawab, sometimes he will end up with azab, because he will be borrowing and not able to pay back. Or he may even take on interest. He will take those bank loans, or he will buy on credit card with interest. So now what kind of sawab will he get? So he says, where the majority or the whole congregation is of those people, or you are in such a locality, it's a village where people cannot really afford to go for Hajj, then there you will talk about Hajj being a farz ibadat, but that it is farz, and you will give some virtues of it, because I mean it is part of deen and Islamic teachings, and it is a fundamental pillar of Islam. But there you won't go to town with all the detailed explanation of those Mubarak places, and because those people may not be able to afford that. So what was the point of the point that I was discussing was this, that so it doesn't require very much encouragement. Everybody's heart is carried away. The moment we hear on Naat Sharif, where does our heart go to? But what is difficult is to make those people that are there, those 3 million people in the Ramadan month just now, 2.5 to 3 million people, they say, were there. And every Hajj now you get about 2.5, 3 million people. So to tell those 3 million people, whilst they are there, that you are ambassadors of Islam. And you have come all the way here in the love of what? Love of whom have you come here? Why have you proceeded to Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif? For the love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What else? What else should have been taking a person there except the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and in Madina Sharif the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? With the tawaf around the Kaaba Sharif and the Safa Marwa and the Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa, all these things, what is it for? For the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, a demonstration of love for Allah Ta'ala. That we will fulfill all ahkam of His. And Madina Tayyiba, the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So if we have to tell those 3 million people that now you will be returning from here after Hajj, or after your visit to this Mubarak land in the month of Ramadan, so what must you take back? What must you be upon your return? That is the difficult part. Millions and millions and millions. But how many of them can you say that after that trip, then they have given up sins? How many of them have returned as examples or role models of a haji? That you can say, well, all the haji sahabs now are such that they are role models because they went to Makkah Sharif, they made tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, they went to Madina Sharif, they cried in the duas, and they stood at the Rosa Mubarak and read Salat and Salam. So now they are all role models. If we had like that millions and millions of them as role models, then the whole world would have been accepting Islam today. Everybody would have been a Muslim. Because how many millions we have throughout the world, from all parts of the world, millions. So everyone would have been a Muslim because they would have been seeing the neighbor, they would have been seeing the businessman, they would have been seeing the different people that they come into contact with, that mashallah they went somewhere for pilgrimage and then they came back, look at the change in their lives, look at the beauty of their actions, look at the humility in their lives, look at the sincerity, the generosity, the kindness, look at their wonderful character and akhlaq. So everybody would have become Muslims. So it is very easy to just shed a tear or two in the love of Makkah Mukarrama and Madina Tayyiba, or to read Naat Sharif. But to demonstrate that in one's life, that is the most difficult thing. In other words, if you listen to that other Naat Sharif of Hazrat, in which Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahab, he says, Sukune jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho, Sukune jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho, Sukune jahan hai nizame madina, Sukune jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho, Sukune jahan hai nizame madina, O azad akhtar ghame do jahan se, ho azad akhtar ghame do jahan se, jo ho jaye dil se ghulame madina, ho azad akhtar ghame do jahan se, jo ho jaye dil se غلامِ مدینہ. سکونِ جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو, سکونِ جہاں ہے نظامِ مدینہ. Where are you searching for peace? Where are you searching for tranquility of the heart? Where are you searching for this sukoon? So سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ, the نظام of مدینہ, the system that نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام left behind for us, that whole system, that whole sharia, the teachings of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. If we implement that in our lives, then we'll get سکون. سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ. If we are not going to implement that in our lives, the more we are going to distance ourselves from the teachings of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, the more we will find restlessness in our lives. وآزاد اختر خمید و جہاں سے, from the worries of both worlds, اختر will become free. Both worlds, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give freedom. And when will we get freedom? When we become slave of Madina Sharif. That means when we become the slaves of the Shariat of Islam, when we become slaves of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we become slaves of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when we become slaves of the Nizam of Madina Sharif. So outwardly it will appear as if we are being tied in chains. But this chain of the muhabbat and the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give us freedom from all other chains. We have to tie ourselves with some chain. In fact, we must make dua that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ties us very firmly and strongly and binds us with the chains of His muhabbat and His love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala must make us true and real slaves. When we'll become true slaves, then we'll get freedom. Normally when a person is chained, we say his freedom is gone. But here we say his freedom will come when he gets chained. But by which chain? Not the chain of nafs and shaitan. At present we are chained by nafs and shaitan. So as a result, there are so many chains that are binding us. It's not just nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan are just two unwans, or we say that they are two heads or subjects that we discuss. We say nafs and shaitan, that they are two items or just two components. But in reality, nafs and shaitan have got so many different chains. They tie us up in so many chains. The chain of fashion. Some people are chained by fashion. Nafs and shaitan ties them up in that chain. The chain of passions. If it's not fashion, then it's passion. The different passions. How many passions shaitan puts into the heart? And the person is tied with all those passions. He tries to fulfill this passion, another one rises in the heart. One evil desire fulfills, another one rises in the heart. His whole life goes like that. So nafs and shaitan, they've got so many different webs and so many different chains and so many different nets that this person just cannot come out from. But if he ties himself with it, or gets himself tied with the chain of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then it's only one chain. It's only one chain of the muhabbat. But this chain will release him from all the other chains, all the other webs and all the other nets and all the other traps that shaitan and nafs set. This person will be freed from that. He will get sukoon, he will get peace, he will get contentment. He will get satisfaction. He will get such enjoyment. Outside conditions will not affect the tranquility of his heart. And not only that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him such noor in his life that wherever that person will sit also, there will be a generation of noor. And as a result, the people will also find sukoon in that majlis. Now we don't have it. That's why people who sit with us, they also get restless. In our company, when a person sits, he also becomes restless. Because we've got the heat, the fire of sins burning in our heart. So when we come into contact with people, what do they get? Nothing else but heat. And if they don't get the heat, at least they will get the smoke. And if that person is a smoker also, then it's even worse. Because he will get genuine smoke after that. So سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو, سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ, وہ آزاد اختر غمے دو جہاں سے. And this is exactly what the West is doing. that putting as many traps as possible for us in the bazaars, in the marketplaces, in entertainment centers. Sometimes it's casinos, sometimes it's cinemas, sometimes it's theaters, sometimes it's discos, sometimes it's porn movies, sometimes it's internet, sometimes it's Mnet and Eastnet and Westnet and Southnet, all the different kinds of nets. They are running out of terms also. So many different nets now. And if you don't get caught, as I always say, in some net, then you get caught on the web. If you don't get caught in one of the nets on TV, then you get caught on one of the webs on internet. But there's both net too and web too. On the internet you got both, you got web also and you got net also. So that's even more dangerous. And because there is that little bit of educational material also on the internet, so there will be a kind of attraction towards it in the name of deen. For the people who got a little bit of deen, they are a little bit deeni inclined. They've got a beard, they've got topi, they've got kurta, or the woman has got her niqab and hijab and her cloak, or they are namazis, or they are hajis, or they are known in the circles to be a little bit deendar. So then when they are sitting on the internet, so any person watching from a distance, then he will get the impression that, mashallah, look at that young person, he must be really looking at some real Islamic site there and getting a lot of information and education. But when the father comes near or the mother comes near or some senior person suddenly has to pop in and see, then they know what kind of education that person is getting from there. So you can see, in the name of deen, shaitan will bring the person onto that net. It's not that it is haram, because there's a lot of educational material there, and there even our sites are there. But what I am saying is that how dangerous it is if we don't have taqwa, if we don't have that khawf-e-khuda, if we don't have istihzar, that my Allah is watching. I don't have to worry about who else is watching. My Allah is watching. So whether my parents are watching or not, my family is watching or not, my friends are watching or not, my Allah is watching. So until that person doesn't have that kind of taqwa and yaqeen and iman, then he will go on to it with the niyat of deen to get some information. And then within a few clicks, he will be in somewhere else. And this is not fantasy world that I'm talking about. I'm talking about reality, because I reply to so many different letters and answer so many queries. That this is what happens. And then the person is caught, is trapped. In fact, one brother in Zambia was telling me, he says, Maulana, even that one site that they have there, which is supposed to be the sunrise and sunset times there in Zambia, and one of those sites where they pick up sunrise, sunset times and all that. He says there too somebody had some kind of a porn site that was coming on there. And as a result, another person innocently is looking for something else, and one picture he just has to see, and then nafs and shaitan drags him away with a chain around his neck. Don't know where he lands himself. So there's both things, there's net also and there's web also. Now how much on guard we have to be, how careful we have to be, how much of caution we have to exercise, how much of khawf of khuda we must have, and how much of muhabbat we must have. In reality, we should have had so much of muhabbat that we say that, oh Allah, you blessed us with this sight out of your ihsan. We didn't deserve it. In fact, the amount of sins we have committed with our eyes, our sight should have gone long ago. But oh Allah, how kind you are, merciful, you are tolerant, you are haleem, that you have still blessed us with this sight. So even if there was no such thing as Jahannam, even if there was no such thing as azab in the akhirat, even if there was no such thing as azab in the qabr, then too it was not befitting that I should be watching anything that's haram. So because of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat, that we don't want to displease him. But if we cannot get that kind of muhabbat, then at least that Allah Ta'ala has the power to snatch it away. Allah Ta'ala has the power to destroy us. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has the power to pull the carpet away from under our feet. So we must not test and challenge Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's might and power. accidentally someday somebody got caught, made plenty of tawbah, doesn't mean that now because of that the person keeps making use of this ointment of tawbah and says that because I've got the ointment of tawbah, so what does it matter? That means now the person is committing sins on the strength of tawbah. Because there is such a thing as tawbah and istighfar and forgiveness of sins, so now we are committing sins because of that. Whereas it was supposed to be the other way around. That accidentally if somebody committed a sin, then we say don't despair of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. But we hear so much about forgiveness of sins, so we say, well, Allah Ta'ala is very forgiving, so let me commit sins so that I can make tawbah. What a world of difference. So, jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, what we were discussing where we were gone. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad kehke salli ala jum jaye. So, when the sabz gumbad, the green dome, comes before the eyes of the person, then he says salli ala, and he's gone into another world. Jab huzuri ka alam ataho. Unko afsane gham sunaye. Ab na jana ho gar humko wapas, chupke chupke ye mange duaye. When I see the green dome, and after that when I get huzuri, when I present myself there, then I tell my story. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Sharif, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. And when they come to you, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, when they have done injustice upon their own souls, they come to you, they seek forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for their sins, and you too, O Rasul of Allah, seek forgiveness on their behalf, then لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. So I have come here, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, intercede on my behalf. I'm a black sheep from your ummah. I have been an embarrassment and a shame for the ummah. But I regret and I have come here. You are rahmatul lil alameen. So intercede on my behalf and ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive me my sins. The forgiveness will come from Allah Ta'ala, but you ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for his intercession. So jab huzuri ka alam ataho, unko afsanay gham sunaye. Ab na jana ho ghar humko wapas, chupke chupke ye mange duaye. And there we say, O Allah, just as you have made the resting place of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam Madina Tayyiba, O Allah, I know I don't deserve being in Madina Tayyiba, but oh my beloved Allah, when the time of my departure comes from this world, then call me also to Madina Tayyiba. Let my death be in Madina Tayyiba. Let me get shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. Let me get burial in Jannatul Baqi. And oh Allah, let this very trip of mine be my last. Ask Allah Ta'ala to keep us there forever. We must not become like that one person. I mentioned in one of my majlis too, we were there in Madina Tayyiba. And I said that every time when I make dua, that oh Allah, give us death in Madina Tayyiba. So now we are in, you always say, yes, we just say Ameen, deep hearted. So now we are in Madina Sharif. So shall I make dua that now Allah keep you here forever? And duas are accepted here in Madina Sharif. So now let me make dua that Allah Ta'ala keep you now in Madina Sharif. She said, no, Mawlana, not this trip, because I've got to lose. Not this trip, Mawlana. So you've still got some commitments to it. Inshallah, next time when we come. So I said, bye. As far as I am concerned, alhamdulillah, if you make dua for me, I'll be only too happy. Allah Ta'ala must keep me behind you. So this is our love for Rasulullah and our love for Madina Sharif. So chupke chupke ye mange dua hai. Death will come when it will come. But at least we must have the desire. Ab na jana ho ghar humko wapas, chupke chupke ye mange dua hai. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, multazam pe ye mange dua hai. O Allah, out of your fazl and your ihsan, make me yours. At the multazam, that is the dua that I make. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch mangata hai. Elahi mein tujhse talabgar tera. Somebody is seeking something from you, somebody is seeking something else from you. O Allah, I am seeking you from you. Because if Allah Ta'ala becomes ours, then everything is ours. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. May Allah Ta'ala light up the fire of His love and the love of Rasulullah SAW in our hearts. Make our lives such that whatever we do is pleasing to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we stay away from anything and everything that is displeasing to our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is displeasing to our beloved Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.